The writer of the Hebrews describes God as a consuming fire. What in the world does that mean? Hey, thanks for joining us today as we continue to develop our prayer life these first 30 days of January. Hebrews chapter 12, 28 and 29 is our passage today. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And we're grateful for that, aren't we? We've received a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus, let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. All right, so I'm tracking with the unshakable kingdom. I like that. I always need a big, thankful reminder, right? Be thankful for the unshakable kingdom. Worship is good here. I appreciate that reverence and awe are always good and always great for the Christian. But what's this? God is a consuming fire. What does that mean? How about just stick with verses 28 and skip verse 29? Well, let's spend some time. This is an amazing description of God. The consuming fire comment comes from Deuteronomy 4, where Moses was speaking to the people of Israel as they prepared for the promised land. Moses knew that he would not make the trip, but as a true leader, he prepared others for the journey. He warned the people of God to stay far away from idols of any shape or form. He ended the admonition with the statement, "For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God." Deuteronomy 4:24. Many believers get fired up about the privileges of faith, but cool down when it comes to the responsibilities. Well, God is fired up for both. A believer who ignores responsibilities will invite God's retribution. He's not interested in some pseudo-commitment of convenience. He's a jealous God. He wants all of you. I'm going to read that Deuteronomy passage again. "For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God." Father, shine your light on any lip service commitment in our lives. May we truly present ourselves as living sacrifices to you. May we live consumed by your love and grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.